Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. People are voting in Sweden's general election, where an anti-immigration party is vying to win a pivotal role in a country long seen as a bastion of liberal values. The populist Sweden Democrats are on course to win at least a fifth of the vote and become the second biggest party, as support for the centre-left and centre-right wanes. The BBC's Gavin Lee, who's in Stockholm, says political debate during the election has been dominated by migration.
Look back to 2015, 163,000 migrants entering the country, more per capita than any other EU state. By November that year, the government put temporary restrictive border measures in place. Those temporary measures are still there in the supposedly Schengen passport-free zone of Europe. And the other parties talk about the Sweden Democrats as this fear factor about immigration, conflating it with a spike in crime this year. But ultimately, you know, a lot of the conversation, the newspapers, you talk to people on the streets, you know, migration's the real central theme here.
North Korea has held a military parade to mark its 70th anniversary without displaying intercontinental ballistic missiles. Analysts have been watching the parade for clues about North Korea's professed commitment to denuclearization. Our correspondent in Seoul, Laura Bicker, has more details.
It was a toned down, a softer tone, with colourful floats including engineers, students, nurses, construction workers, which would fit with Kim Jong-un's recent focus, which is the economy. So it was a huge parade, which would be in line with the 70th anniversary celebration, and they were tens of thousands of goose-stepping soldiers all paying their tribute to Kim Jong-un.
The New York Times is reporting that officials from the Trump administration have held secret meetings with rebellious Venezuelan military officers over the last year to discuss their plans to oust President Nicolas Maduro, but decided against a coup. Ariane Schippers reports.
The White House has not denied that talks have taken place, and the news that U.S. officials have been willing to discuss such plans with Venezuelan officers could prove to be damaging for the U.S., given its long history of intervention in Latin America. But this time, it appears, Washington has refused to lend material support to rebellious officers. The Trump administration has been highly critical of the government of President Maduro. In August last year, President Trump said he did not rule out a military option in Venezuela. But for now, the U.S. government says it prefers a peaceful and orderly return to democracy.
World News from the BBC.